Page 182. The Sea Maiden. Episode 2. When the time comes, the father doesn't want to give his son to the Sea Maiden. At his son's request, he asks the blacksmith to make a sword. With the sword and his father's black horse, the son ventures out into the world. On his way, he meets a black dog, an otter, and a falcon, arguing over the carcass of a sheep. After the young man has divided the prey for them, they all pledge their help to him when needed. The son becomes a cowherd for the king, but the land where he grazes the cows belongs to two giants.
On the next day, he went grazing with the cows, and at last he came to a place exceedingly grassy in a green glen of which he never saw the like. But about the time when he should drive the cattle homewards, who should he see coming but a great giant with his sword in his hand? "Hi-ho, Hogarach," says the giant. "Those cattle are mine, they are on my land, and a dead man art thou." "I say not that," says the herd. "There is no knowing, but that may be easier to say than to do." He drew the great clean sweeping sword, and he neared the giant. The herd drew back his sword, and the head was off the giant in a twinkling. He leapt on the black horse, and he went to look for the giant's house. Into the house went the herd, and that's the place where there was money in plenty, and dresses of each kind in the wardrobe, with gold and silver, and each thing finer than the other. At the mouth of night, he took himself to the king's house, but he took not a thing from the giant's house. And when the cattle were milked this night, there was milk. He got good feeding this night, meat and drink without stint, and the king was hugely pleased that he had caught such a herd.